How can't I help you today?
I want to speak to your manager.
Hello, and welcome to Customer Service Horror Stories, the podcast. I'm your host, David, and this is episode 16. And what I'm going to do is read some one-star, maybe a couple five-star reviews of some of the places that I've worked at. Now, you're going to have to remember that some of these reviews are not going to be from the years that I worked there because I'm old and rating systems didn't necessarily exist unless it was the paper. For a lot of these, there was no Yelp. So here we're going to go. Here we go. We're going to start with my first job, Brand Shanghai. We'll start with a five-star review 3 years ago. Great place, great food. I got the same sesame chicken and chicken fried rice, and it was amazing. I loved it. Perfect. Wonderful. Consistency. One-star review 3 years ago. This one is all in caps, by the way. Here we go. Absolutely the worst Chinese food I have ever had, and they charge big money for food I wouldn't feed to a dog. Save your time and appetite for anything better. Go to the best. Blah, 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 blah. You will love it. And yeah, I definitely am not saying that other place's name on my podcast. This person, look. Okay, guys, we're going to get defensive on all of these. Everybody has their days. Everybody has their days. I've gone to restaurants. There's not a single restaurant that I've gone to and haven't had one less than completely desirable experience, right? Okay, here we go. A lot of these are five-star. Oh, here we go. Two-star review. This is a big one. Okay, here we go. The name is misleading, as the food is Cantonese style. Sorry, this is verbatim. Here we go. The name is misleading, as the food is Cantonese style. We feel very positive that nearly everything we were served was just old microwave food. Trust me, it wasn't. Okay, verbatim, David. We'll get back to this. Okay, here we go. Specifically, the chicken that was totally dry, bland, and rubbery. The egg rolls were extremely dry. They completely forgot to give us our green onion pancake. And after we mentioned that, someone went into the kitchen and came back less than a minute later with predictably microwaved ones. The bean sprouts and Napa cabbage in the soup were browning and were absolutely not fresh. Some of the dishes that our food was served on were dirty and had dry food on them. While we were eating, all of the staff and maybe some of their friends sat and ate together at a table. They were the only other diners in the restaurant on the Sunday afternoon that we dined there. Many other restaurants in the area, including other Chinese ones, are far, far better. We will never come back. Okay, first of all, nothing was microwaved. I watched those guys make everything fresh. Tak made everything fresh, okay? I watched it. There were items on the menu that he wouldn't let us just get for a free meal because they were so either expensive or fresh or so much labor was put into them, like the pan fried dumplings, the best pan fried dumplings ever. R.I.P. Okay, anyway, here we go. And let's see. Yeah, it depends on the service. It depends on the others. This was 8 years ago. Good Lord, I still wasn't there. 8 years ago. I don't really know who was over there, but like, apparently they didn't do so hot. But again, everybody has their off days, and this person must have caught that waiter on their off day. But definitely, none of what they said is right. I've worked there for 7 years, and I would not work there if I thought the food was that. Trust me. Oh, God. Oh, no. Okay, here we go. It's another one. Okay. Oh, God. This is from 3 years ago. One star. Well, this is so long. Jesus Christ. Okay, here we go. I stopped in here around 4 p.m. yesterday. I ordered beef broccoli and cream cheese wontons to go. This was my very first experience with this restaurant. When I walked in the door, I noticed that they had a buffet area, but it was taken down because lunch was over. When I placed my order, the lady stated it would take 10 to 15 minutes for my food to be ready. I told her I would be back in about 15 minutes because I wanted to look in the bookstore next door. I looked at the time, 3:50, and left. I didn't find what I wanted at the bookstore, so I left. I was walking on the sidewalk, and the lady came out of the door with a bag and handed it to me. I was surprised because I just looked at my phone and it said 3:56. When I got home, I opened up the container and there was no broccoli at all. And I think I got beef with carrots, water chestnuts, leeks, and celery. There was absolutely no sauce in the dish. I had to use the little packets of soy sauce to give the dish any flavor. I mixed the dish with the white rice and ate some of it. The cream cheese wontons were tough and appeared as though they were old and thrown back in the deep fat fryer to warm them up. Especially, I think what I got was leftover buffet food and not fresh food. I've been up since 4 a.m. and I do not feel well. I would not recommend this place at all. I wouldn't give this place even one star, but the system forces you to give it at least one star. Update, I did phone the restaurant to explain the issue. The lady who answered had no understanding of what I was saying and kept asking for an order, obviously ESL issue. I stopped into the store and they refunded my meal. Okay. Oh my God. Okay. Here's a smaller one. One star review. Courteous staff and terrible food, at least when it's delivered. We have ordered here a couple of times and tried a few things. This is Panda Express level food and quality. You will be disappointed. Chicken is so heavily breaded. It's more bread than chicken and soaking with grease. The entire dish tastes like they were trying to cook in the wok in the heat on low instead of on high. Avoid. Oh my God. When was that one? 5 years ago? None of this is times. Every time I've ever ordered there is always good. I just don't get it. All right, one more from Grand Shanghai. I used to come here in high school and the food was awesome. 9 years later, it literally tastes like flavorless garbage. Even the lo mein was bad. How does that happen? That was 3 years ago, one star. How does that happen? Oh my God. Oh man. Okay. Let's see. Okay, I got some other places. Okay, here we go. One channel. Well, that's a lot of five stars. I was trying to cold read these. All of these are freaking five stars. My goodness. Okay, one. He purchased spaghetti sauce and it tasted like tomato paste. Had no discernible flavor. One star. 3 weeks ago. 3 weeks ago. Jeebus. A year ago. Here we go. On 10/21/19. Well, it's longer than a year, I guess. I ordered the chef's salad via Foodsbee. Halfway through eating the salad, I discover multiple long... this is for Buongiorno Italia, by the way. Italian deli. I'm sorry. Long blonde hairs. And around 5 a.m., I became horribly sick from food poisoning. When I came back to the office and asked, I found out multiple people had ordered from this place had stomach issues. Womp, womp. Ooh, another one star. Here we go. This is obviously not this person's name. I'm still not going to say it, but this is clearly not this person's real name. Maybe it is. Doesn't seem like it. Anyway, here we go. This is one star 3 years ago. This place has gone completely downhill. The worst part is the pasta bar experience, which used to be the best part about this place. They don't weigh the amount of pasta given to each customer. There's literally a scale right next to the pasta, but they choose not to use it. This is an issue because you will never receive the same portion. Never. To make things even worse, you can watch the scumbag cook give the people in front of you twice the amount of pasta that is given to you. There's nothing worse than feeling cheated, and that is exactly how this place will make you feel. They need to give everyone the same amount, and that can easily be done by using the scale. The staff is terrible, and after 12 years of eating here twice a week, I will never go back. I worked there, maybe 12 years. 12 years. No, I don't think I was working there at that time. That's sad that I said that. Okay, here's another one star for Buongiorno. 5 years ago. We arrived during lunch rush, waited over 15 minutes to be served. Some confusion over there was a line. What? Some confusion over if there was a line, but the workers took other people's orders and looked right over us. Then, order wasn't passed in due to a misunderstanding. or wasn't put in, let me try that again, then order wasn't put in into a due to a misunderstanding, quote unquote, and it took even longer. Service was horrible. Food was okay. Overall service was so bad I would never return. It just wasn't worth it. There were so many people behind the counter, but only two were taking orders. Everyone else putzing around. Very frustrating. Oh, no. All right. Ooh, this one has a response. Okay, here we go. This is from a week ago. 1 star. Terrible service. Slow and non-attentive server. Not busy yet. Took 20 minutes to get water. Another 20 to get a drink. Too long to get bill ready with the go box. With the to-go box. Won't be back and would highly recommend people to not come to this location. The wait for every little thing is absurd. I would give 0 stars if I could. Dang, that's the second review of one of the places I've read that said they give 0 stars. Okay. A response from the owner. Blah, blah, blah. We sincerely apologize for your experience at our Roseville location. Roseville? Okay, anyway, they must have expanded. Anyway, here we go. This level of service is not up to the high standards we try to live up to. Please connect with us at blah, 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 blah. Oh, wait, that's Old Chicago. This one switched to Old Chicago. I didn't even notice that. Huh, maybe those were Old Chicago, not Buongiorno. Doodly doodly do. Okay, well, those were the last couple were Old Chicago. Okay, here we go. Another 1 star with another response from the owner. Be prepared to wait 45 minutes to get your food after your order. While the pizza is fine, the management has a major attitude. Not worth the long wait or the mediocre pizza. We'll never return here. See, that was a month ago. Like, what is happening to these places that I used to work at? Oh, man. Okay, let's see. Let us try. Is there any more? Oh, my God. Those are hilarious. There's a 2-star review. Overpriced. Menu was lackluster. Pizza came out wrong. Asked for extra sauce. Barely got any. And is hand-tossed the same as thin? Or am I mistaken? Used to love Old Chicago back in my hometown in Illinois. Was disappointed by the return. Almost $40 for a large pizza and 2 drinks. Cokes, not alcohol. Pretty sure no one in the right mind would argue that that's a little steep. Wouldn't argue that's a little steep. No, they said that wrong. They meant what I said. Response from the owner. We're very sorry to hear about the issue with your pizza and overall dining experience. Please know that we take your feedback seriously and we will be checking in with you, the Roseville Old Chicago. If you'd like us to follow up with you, please reach out here. Man. Okay, I'm going to cut that. We're going to leave it at that. It was 13 minutes in, but man, some of these places just got kind of torn apart. That's really unfortunate. Like, I feel like when I worked at these places, it was, I mean, I've had complaints. I've had people cancel takeout orders. I've had people storm out of the restaurants before, you know, all that stuff has happened, you know, before in every restaurant that I've worked in. There's always some issue. And you know what the worst part is? I'm sure people can relate. When there's like a table, especially a waiter or any customer, but we're going to relate this to restaurants. You can relate this to any kind of customer service, but like when you have a customer and like you mess up once and like you try to make it up, you mess up again. And then like the kitchen is way behind and you're like, oh my God, this person I can't catch a break with this person. This person's going to hate me. And then they go home and they sit down on Yelp and write a 1-star review because they just happen to be the one that had that just swung and missed every single time. That has got to be so frustrating because I can't remember. Look, first of all, when people talk about how long it takes for stuff, look, shit happens. You are in a restaurant. You're not the one cooking. You're not the one making food and taking orders from, you know, dozens of other people. I mean, come on. There are people. Like, I just don't, I guess it just, it never registers with me. I just don't understand how someone could be like that upset. Like, yeah, I get it. Like, when Grand Shanghai was closing, we went on the very last day, and it took us 2 hours to get our food. But we sat our fat asses down there, and we got those beautiful pan-fried dumplings for the last time and ordered a bunch of other stuff that we're never going to be able to have again. But that's a different situation. A place that you love and you're never going to have that again. And, you know, you wait for that shit. But, I mean, I've waited at restaurants. Here's the thing. This is maybe more so on the server side. And maybe something for the customer to think about. Really? If you know, look, as a host or a waiter, if you know, like as a host, that the wait is going to be 40 minutes, or, you know, if you're a pizza delivery and you know the delivery time is an hour and a half, don't say, oh, yeah, it's going to be done in an hour. You'll get that pizza in an hour. Or, you know, oh, yeah, the table will open up in about 25 minutes. Don't do that. Tell them the truth. The worst that happens is that they walk away and, you know, you just have to wait for the next customer. And it's okay. It's okay if some of those people walk away. It will help you catch up as a restaurant. People will still keep coming back because by the time that those people have already left in front of the restaurant, you've already got a few more tables ready to wait that hour and a half. So plus you have an hour and a half queue, so I don't know whatever complaining. Anyway, it's just insane to me that people are that entitled is really what that is. It's just entitlement. But, you know, I understand, you know, you really need to, like, let people know that things are going to take a long time. Like, if you tell me something's going to take 40 minutes, and I'm like, I got the time, and I really want this. Yeah, I'm down. Then sweet. If not, I'll go home and do it my damn self. Something, I don't know, whatever. I guess a little more easygoing than the average consumer. Anyway, I also really do think maybe we should talk about that with somebody. Like, people really do need to go into the service industry and work customer service for a little bit before they can go out and actually be a customer. That is some bullshit. Like, you need to understand the hustle of the people, of what people are doing behind the scenes. You know, like, just because it was so busy, they ran out of your favorite sandwich, it doesn't mean you have to yell at the person at the window. Right? I mean, come on now. Everyone's hopefully doing their best. Now, if they're not doing their best, that's another thing. That's a whole nother podcast. That's a whole nother yelling at different people. Yeah, I'm talking to you. I don't know who you is, but I'm talking to you. Anyway, I think that's going to do it for this episode. Maybe those weren't as amazing as I thought those one-star reviews, but they were horrible. My God, some of them were really bad. And I've never experienced that service, that low level of service at any of the places that I've worked. I mean, and I've been there way after I've worked there in multiple places, and I've never, whatever. Anyway, if you guys have your own stories you want me to read verbatim, I'm going to do listener stories again, I think, next week. We'll probably do another PTO episode coming up here soon. But if you have your own stories that you want to read, that you want me to read verbatim, please send them to me at csshspodcast@gmail.com, or you can at me at csshspodcast on Twitter or Instagram. I would love to hear your stories. I would love to tell your stories. I'd love if you find some really good one-star reviews and you want me to read them to the rest of the 20 people who listen to the podcast, then please allow me to do so. But I think we're going to call it for the night, and we're going to see you in a week or less. Maybe there'll be a PTO episode. Who knows? Well, thank you, and how can't I help you today?